Of course, you can always find what's happening here in Z Country on social media as well at 99.9 FM WTUZ. Hey, former country gal Taylor Swift kicked off her massive Reputation tour last night in Phoenix, Arizona. University of Phoenix Stadium there in Glendale. One of the nicest stadiums in the country. But anyway, she did so by performing to a record size crowd, 59,000 plus, jam-packed that stadium to see Taylor Swift.
She brings a big crowd.
Who's the, okay, this girl used to be from the Pussycat Dolls, right? Camila Cabello? Is that how you say her name?
She was not from the Pussycat Dolls.
She wasn't.
She was from...
Hold on, wait a second.
Fifth Harmony.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. That's the one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean... They're basically the same thing.
No, the Pussycat Dolls are a little bit older.
No, they're both girl
I mean, they're
groups.
Both girl groups, yes.
Just go with it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I was obviously wrong. And then Charlie XCX, I don't know who that is. She's opening for Taylor Swift, too.
Okay.
So she kicked off her big tour last night. Who is Joe Alwyn, her boyfriend?
I don't know.
This actor.
I have no idea.
Look this guy up. See what is
Joe Alwyn.
See what is it's Alwyn. That's how you spell his name. I don't know if I know what this dude looks like.
Right up.
Taylor Swift's new beau.
He's an English actor.
Oh, so he's got an accent, does he?
Yeah, she's into that.
Oh, Harry Styles before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently hours before kicking off her show, too. You know how there was a feud with T-Squeeze and Katy Perry, right?
Yeah.
Probably all over a guy.
No, it was over backup dancers.
Backup dancers?
Mm-hmm.
Like you stole my backup dancers?
Yeah, it was just like that, actually.
Wow, that's pretty minute.
Mm-hmm. It was actually T-Squeeze's fault.
Because she stole Katy Perry's backup dancers.
No, she was the one that made a big deal out of nothing. This is all hearsay. I mean, we're not like friends or anything. I don't know facts.
It's not like you and Chloe. Oh, you guys are...
We're BFFs.
Or BFFs, yeah.
Right.
But apparently before Taylor Swift kicked off her show last night, Katy Perry wanted to end the beef and squash it, if you will.
Mm.
She sent her a letter with a literal olive branch inside of the box. Swear to God. Taylor Swift put pictures of it up on social media. And
she did. That's amazing.
Shouted out Katy Perry, said, thanks for the olive branch, blah, blah, blah. I guess all fences are mended. As of right now.
That's really funny.
That's good for them. Apparently they decided to squash it and move on.
That's good.
Their backup dancer beef. Come on, there's enough backup dancers out there for everybody.
I know.
There's got to be enough backup dancers for folks to hire. I'm sure there are some out of work. Those out of work backup dancers looking for a stage to...
When I was
to hop
younger,
on.
In middle school, I would say... I think it was 6th grade or 7th grade. You know how teachers ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Did you say a backup dancer?
I wanted to be Britney Spears' backup dancer.
Wow.
I read that. I was obsessed with Britney Spears.
I understand. I also wanted to be Britney Spears' backup dancer, just mainly because of the nice view you had all night there.
Oh,
why she? I meant of the audience, whatever... Stadium you're performing. That's that's what I meant, Michelle.
Right. Uh-huh.
The lovely crowd out there that pays their hard-earned money. No, I was the guy who in high school had Britney Spears posters. I had a calendar and the whole nine.
I used to have... This is so embarrassing. I was a part of the fan club.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. I thought I heard you say that you were... A part of the official Britney Spears fan club.
I was a part of a lot of fan clubs. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
And I used to have their... They would send you, like, pictures of them, and they were signed. Who knows if they were legit.
Uh-huh.
But I would frame them and put them on my dresser. I was such a nerd.
Do you have any more of these?
I think I do somewhere, because I'm a hoarder. Mild hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I would love to see some of these signed photographs.
They're really
good grief.
Funny. I know.
You just dropped the name JTT, and that took me back. Took me back to my day.
I was obsessed.
Home Improvement. That was the show, right?
Mm-hmm. He was so cute.
Whatever happened to him, though?
I think he just dropped out of the business, and he's just leading a normal life.
Is he? as normal as you can.
Still waiting for him to call.
Yeah, whatever. He did send you those letters, though.
Right.
Idiot.
Hey, dumb criminal time. I always find it fascinating about these folks who break into other people's homes and end up, like, taking a nap on their couch. Like, in their right mind, what...
Do they just get sleepy?
I don't know.
Halfway through?
In some of the cases, they are a little intoxicated and they... Oh, I thought it was my house, right? Others, they just think no one's home and they want a place to crash to maybe homeless. I don't know. But this was in Rittman, Ohio. Where the heck is Rittman?
It's up by Akron.
Is it? All right. Authorities say a couple there in Rittman came home in the early morning hours. Who knows what they were doing? But they aren't the ones being questioned in this whole story. They get home at around 6 a.m., find a man sleeping on their couch with a whole bunch of sweets and snack cakes piled up around him. This is a real story. Apparently, the guy climbed through an unlocked window, got his sugar fix on, and then fell asleep overnight in the couple's living room. So the couple showed back up. Male resident called 911. I asked some random guy sleeping on my couch, and you can hear him yelling in the 911 audio. Wake up! Get up! You're in the wrong house! The guy finally woke up and just calmly walked out the door like,
oh my god,
nothing happened. He was arrested nearby. Officers found prescription medication and two knives on him.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Now taken in for just being a creep and stealing somebody else's snacks. We all know you don't steal somebody else's snacks.
Right.
That'll get you thrown in the clinker right there. This one, though, also snack related and B&E related, breaking and entering. Here we go. A woman in Monroe, Louisiana. I'll leave it up to some fine individual there in Louisiana. She broke into someone's home. Homeowner returned. Woman wasn't sleeping, though. However, she was eating, and eating in a weird spot in the owner's bathtub. Full on naked.
Stop.
Shaving cream, razors nearby, and a bag of Cheetos that she found.
That is so weird.
Just helped herself to the person's bathtub. She says that a male compadre told her to show up. Hey, baby, why don't you show up and be home when I get there? Hop in the bathtub. I'll join you. Maybe she hopped in the wrong house and in the wrong tub. Mm. Don't really know.
People are weird.
Poor gal. Just trying to take a bath. Problem was, you know, wrong house.
Idiots.
It's all good.
Idiots.
Dumb criminals for you on your hump day.